there is but one God versus there are many gods. From scriptures. I started reading a book called Controversial Issues in Social Policy. The title of the book increased my awareness of controversial issues in Bible doctrine. An example of a controversial issue in Bible doctrine is, there is but one God versus there are many gods. Other controversial issues in Bible doctrine are: once saved, always saved versus you must endure till the end. Women should be silent in the church versus there were women prophets, judges, and other speaking offices in the church. The gifts of the Holy Spirit have passed away with the death of the last apostle versus fully preaching the gospel is followed by signs and wonders. Everything in life is predestined versus we are predestined to be declared sons and daughters of God. God knows everything versus God said I came down to see, etc. I will address the controversial issue of there is but one God versus there are many gods now. The Bible says to study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In order to accomplish that goal, I would highly recommend that before arriving at the whole truth, be sure that all the scriptures on a subject are collected in one place, to be read together at one time. One great fault with many people is the acceptance of only part of the scriptures on a subject and the rejection of other passages that contradict their theory. Let us look at three perceptions of Godhood. 1. Jehovah is God. 2. Satan, idols, or angels are gods. 3. Men are gods. First, let us get Satan as a god out of the way. In 1 Corinthians 8:5-6, Paul introduced and concluded the controversial issue there is but one God versus there are many gods. 1 Corinthians 8:2-6. KJV. 2. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. 4. As concerning therefore the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one. 5. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many, and lords many. 6. But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. 1 Corinthians 8:5. NIV. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords. Notice that verse 5 refers to these many, as so-called gods, or as those that are called gods. Then the parenthesis modifies, and does not negate nor cancel the thing that is outside the parenthesis. For such is the grammatical function of parenthesis. The parenthesis go on to say indeed, or surely, there are many of what is outside of the parenthesis, which is so-called gods or those that are called gods. Furthermore, the word gods which are in the parenthesis are in quotes. Which is another way of referring to these so-called gods which verse 4 refers to as idols, which are not gods at all. More precisely, the Bible refers to them as false gods. A false god is no more a god than a picture of a dog is a dog. It is a false dog. Furthermore, this class of false gods is the class that Satan belongs to. He too is not the true God, nor is he associated with the true God. He is a false god, or more precisely, he is a joke of a god. As those, when encountering Satan in the bottomless pit, said, "Are you the one who has been plaguing the earth for all this time, little old you?" Isaiah 14:16. What should the Christian's attitude towards false gods be? Exodus 23:13. And in all things that I have said unto you be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of other gods, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth. Joshua 23:7. That ye come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them. Deuteronomy 7:25-26. The graven images of their gods shall ye burn with fire, thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein, for it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it, but thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. Deuteronomy 11:28 And a curse, if ye will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other gods, which ye have not known. In short, Christians should not acknowledge that Satan is a god, because he is no more a god than a statue is a god. First and foremost, the Bible teaches monotheism, not polytheism, not henotheism. Henotheism is a form of polytheism which states that there are many gods, but I choose to worship only one, two, or whatever number. Generally speaking, isms are what you think, not necessarily what you do. Therefore, to think that there are many who are worthy to be called gods is polytheism, just as Indians from India believe that there are many worthy to be called gods, nevertheless they may or may not choose to worship them. Rather, a Christian's attitude towards these so-called gods should be one of utter detest and abhorring. A Christian should not let the idea that these so-called gods are gods come into his mind. It is quite clear that it is anti-biblical for a Christian to build a doctrine or support a doctrine based on the premise that there are many gods. The only scripture that gives reference to Satan as a god is 2 Corinthians 4:3-4, and that scripture defines Satan as a false god which is not a god at all. 2 Corinthians 4:3-4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Satan is the God of this world, just as Pharaoh was a God of this world to the Egyptians. No Christian should ever let come out of his mouth that the Bible says that Pharaoh was a God, therefore. That is polytheism. Scriptures that speak of others besides Satan as gods are angels called gods. Genesis 32:24-29 And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Again, the Bible defines that as polytheism. Scriptures that speak of other unrighteous men besides Pharaoh as gods are Acts 8:10, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. Jeremiah 2:11 Hath a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. Jeremiah 5:7 How shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me, and sworn by them that are no gods, when I had fed them to the full, they then committed adultery, and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. Jeremiah 16:20 Shall a man make gods unto himself, and they are no gods? Again, the Bible defines the recognition of these unrighteous men as gods as polytheism, and no Christian should let that come out of his mouth, for it is an abomination to do so. Although there is but one true God, righteous men who are co-laborers with the one true God, Yahweh himself hath declared that they too are in fact gods. Psalms 82:6 I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. John 10:34 Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods. Exodus 7:1 Moses is a god, and the Lord said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. Psalms 86:8 Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. Reduce the following to verses only, to conserve space. Deuteronomy 10:17 For the Lord your God is God of gods, and Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty, and a terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. Acts 14:11 And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. Exodus 15:11 Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Exodus 18:11 Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods, for in the thing wherein they dealt proudly he was above them. 1 Chronicles 16:25 For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, he also is to be feared above all gods. Psalms 95:3 For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. Psalms 97, For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth, thou art exalted far above all gods. Psalms 82:1 God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, he judgeth among the gods. End reductions. The Bible has an abundant number of scriptures that speak of Jehovah as God. All others who are not a part of nor associated with the one true God, are not gods at all. Isaiah 44:24 Created man and universe alone, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. Genesis 1:26 And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Isaiah 43:10 No God before nor after me, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he, before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Mark 12:32 And the scribe said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. Reduce the following to verses only, to conserve space. 2 Kings 19:15 And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord, and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Acts 19:26 Moreover ye see and hear, that not alone at Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul hath persuaded and turned away much people, saying that they be no gods, which are made with hands. John 17:3 And this is life eternal, that they might know thee the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Isaiah 42:8 Won't give my glory, to another I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Isaiah 48:11 For mine own sake, even for mine own sake, will I do it, for how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory unto another. Isaiah 44:6-8 There is only one God, thus saith the Lord the King of Israel, and his Redeemer the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And who, as I, shall call, and shall declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people. And the things that are coming, and shall come, let them show unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid, have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God, I know not any. Isaiah 45:5-7 I am the Lord, and there is none else, there is no God beside me, I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. That they may know from the rising of the sun, and from the west, that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light, and create darkness, I make peace, and create evil, I the Lord do all these things. Isaiah 45:14 Thus saith the Lord, the labor of Egypt, and merchandise of Ethiopia and of the Sabaeans, men of stature, shall come over unto thee, and they shall be thine, they shall come after thee, in chains they shall come over, and they shall fall down unto thee, they shall make supplication unto thee, saying, Surely God is in thee, and there is none else, there is no God. Isaiah 45:18 For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it, he created it not in vain, he formed it to be inhabited, I am the Lord, and there is none else. Isaiah 45:21-22 Tell ye, and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together, who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior, there is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Malachi 2:10 Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother, by profaning the covenant of our fathers? Ephesians 4:6 One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. 1 Timothy 2:5 For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Romans 3:30 Seeing it is one God, which shall justify the circumcision by faith, and uncircumcision through faith. 2 Chronicles 15:3 Now for a long season Israel hath been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. Jeremiah 10:10 But the Lord is the true God, he is the living God, and an everlasting King, at his wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. Thessalonians 1:9 For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. 1 John 5:20 And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God, and eternal life. Galatians 4:8 Howbeit then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods. End reductions. The scripture makes it clear that God created the universe by himself, with no help from anyone else, Isaiah 44:24, Genesis 1:26, Isaiah 43:10, Mark 12:32, and etc. The scripture goes on to explain that if you are not that true God or affiliated with him in some way, then you are a false God, which is by definition not a God at all. On the other hand, righteous men are in association with the one and true God, thus making them gods according to Yahweh. For God himself declared that those who were in association with him were in fact gods, Psalms 82:6, John 10:34, and Exodus 7:1. Then the Bible goes on to say in Romans 3:23 that the righteousness of God comes by the faith of Jesus Christ. Not by our faith, but by his faith. For our faith was as dirty rags. So Jesus gave, or made available to, every man the measure of his faith. Everything that Jesus did he did using his faith. Therefore, if we have his faith then surely we can do the things that he did. We had the imputation of sin, the imputation of righteousness, and now we have the imputation of faith, his faith. This is the next great awakening. Just as in the last great awakening we came to the acknowledgement of salvation by grace instead of by works. The idea was always there in the scripture, but we were not always aware of it. We resisted it. Even now we still resist the fact that we have access to Jesus's faith. When we truly are awakened by this realization, and stop saying that Jesus had the full anointing of the Holy Spirit because he was God. Yet, we are not God, therefore we only have a partial access to his faith. Our understanding that we have access to the faith of Jesus Christ will be the next great awakening. It is our ability to do the things that Jesus did that makes us gods now, not necessarily in the world to come as the Mormons, the New Agers, or some others preach. An awakening such that men, when speaking of us would say as they said of Jesus, what manner of man is this, even the winds respond to his will, because our will would be aligned with God's will. An awakening such that the devil himself will say Jesus I know, and Paul, I know, and now, Herman I know. An awakening such that we can with confidence say we are gods, for as he is so are we in this world. An awakening so that we can with confidence say that the things that Jesus did we can do also. An awakening so that we can with confidence say what Jesus said, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods. An awakening so that we can say with confidence that we understand the meaning of the scripture which saith, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, he judgeth among the gods and God himself have said, ye are gods, but ye shall die like men. an awakening such that we might understand the difference between the unconditional authority which Adam had and Satan stole from him, and the conditional authority which angels and gods have, which is contingent upon us being obedient to God's word. An awakening such that we can without shame talk about those things that are not as though they were, and expect that they will come to pass before we get to heaven at an age of 120. An awakening such that we can begin to comprehend, that with God there is no difference between a day and 1,000 years. An awakening such that we are not the victims of impatience. An awakening that would cause us to realize that the thing that could take 1,000 years to come to pass may very well happen overnight. Thus we can look forward to eternity invading time, where we don't have to wait 1,000 years to enter into that Shekinah glory, so that your will is done on earth, in our lives, as it is in heaven. So let it be.